In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Reformation Day is just such, always a day I look forward to because it's so comforting. I mean, this is the comfort we have as Lutherans and that we are so thankful to God for, that our salvation is out of our hands. It's all in the hands of our Savior Jesus Christ, and simply by faith in Him, believing in Him, we have eternal life. And that is just a wonderful comfort. It takes it off of your own shoulders and puts it on the shoulders of your Savior Jesus. So to hear about this again today, we turn to the epistle. Okay? Paul will teach us this wonderful comfort again. But before he gets to the comforting thing, he starts off a little differently. I want to read you his first verse again, Romans 3:19. He says, "Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God." Accountable. That's the word I want to focus on. You and I will be held accountable before God. Okay, accountable has to do with counting things. Obviously, you see the word count is in there. And so we think of accountants, you know, counting money usually. Counting the money coming in, counting the money going out. But accounting, just by itself, someone to be accountable has to do with counting things, you know, numbers, math, this kind of a thing. So Paul says that the law is your accountant. It is counting your sins. The law is counting up the number of times that you break God's law, and it's keeping a record of it. And you, as the law, as your accountant, you are going to be accountable for all those sins, all those times you have broken God's law. And that should be a little scary. Okay? It is scary. The problem is that we don't want to be held accountable. And this, in our current culture, you could probably say is an epidemic. Nobody wants to have accountability for any of their own actions. Instead, we want to blame all of our problems on other people. And of course, it goes back, as you're well aware, to Adam and Eve. God came to hold them accountable. He said, "Did you not eat? You know, did you eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil?" And Adam said, "Well, she told me to." And Eve said, "Well, the serpent told me to." And that's the epidemic. Okay, not wanting to be accountable, but instead wanting to deny that we did anything wrong, wanting to reframe things in our own magical way so that it looks like we didn't do anything wrong, wanting to justify ourselves, make excuses for everything that we've done. But here, Paul is telling you, very first verse, no, you can't do that. You cannot. You are accountable. Every mouth will be silenced. No more denials, no more excuses, no more blaming. Every mouth stopped. You are accountable to God. You have sinned. And I said, that's scary, right? So 500 years ago, that was where Martin Luther was at. He was scared out of his mind. He was scared of God. And when he thought of God, he pictured God pointing his finger, saying, "You, Martin Luther, you're accountable. I've kept a record, right? I know I've counted all your sins, all the times you've broken my word. You are accountable for it." That's how Luther pictured God, and he was terrified of it. Now, Luther then made the mistake, as all of us are very quick to do, that we want to try to make it right then. So we'll try to pay for those sins, right? And this is what Luther did. The church said, "Okay, Martin Luther, you're going to make up. You're accountable for your sins. You're going to make up for them." So he becomes a monk, right? Well, that's a good step, right? That's going to get me in the right direction. I'll become a monk, pay for my sins. Then he did pilgrimages, you know, went to Rome. He prayed to the bones of the saints. He tried to confess every single sin that he had ever committed in his life. He paid money to buy indulgences so he could have the Pope's signature that his sins were paid for. All of it he did. And yet, none of it could account for his sins. He was still terrified. And this is the truth that you have to start out with. We're in a bad state. The books are stacked against us. And when the law says, counts up all these sins, it's a scary thing. But then what happened for Luther was he began to study God's word. And keep in mind how rare that was. Most people never saw God's word. But as a monk, he got the chance to study the New Testament. And he began to read books like the book of Romans. He read the very verses that you heard read to you today. Romans chapter 3. And he reads this. But now, the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. These were things he had never heard in his life. Yes, we are accountable for our sins, but God has given a way that your sins might be paid for. Not by making pilgrimages, not by praying 20,000 times a day, not by trying to confess every single sin you've ever done in your life, not by going to church, not by fasting, not by giving money, not by doing any other work. But Luther read verse 25, this important word, a propitiation. See, God has his own accounting ways, and they would never work in the world today, right? God added up all the sins. He said, okay, I'm going to take all of them. He counted up every single sin from Adam and Eve disobeying his word, Cain killing Abel, to all the sins before the flood, to he just brings everything of all time, every person that has ever lived, and he counts them all up. He does his accounting. Takes out his humongous calculator, right? Gets up the sum total of all the evil in the world. And it's time. Somebody's going to be accountable for this, right? But instead of going to each one of us, as Luther thought God did, and said, you're going to be accountable, instead of that, God took all of this total sin and evil of the entire world of all time, and he put it in the account of Jesus. And he took that counting, right? And Jesus took it to the cross. Now, this is where this word propitiation comes from. It comes from the Old Testament. It has to do with the sacrifices, the Day of Atonement. And this is exactly what they would do. Every year, one day, the Day of Atonement, they would gather up all the sins of all the nation of Israel, and the high priest would take those sins, and he would put them on this animal. There were two animals that day. One of the animals, all the sins would be put on, and they'd chase him out into the desert to run away and never return. The other animal, the sins would be placed on it, and that animal would be sacrificed. That's Christ our Savior, okay? This is why John the Baptist pointed at Jesus and said, behold, there's your Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. There's your propitiation. You see the difference there. Instead of God pointing his finger at you saying, you're going to be accountable for your sins, the finger is pointed to Jesus, who took all of those sins. And baptism and the Lord's Supper, if you want to speak kind of flippantly about it, they're accounting tricks. They're God doing his accounting. He counts up all your sins in baptism and says, here, I'm taking all these and putting them on Jesus. And the Lord's Supper, taking all of your sins, saying, here, I'm taking them all away from you and putting them all on your Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, when Luther started to discover this, you know, that God wasn't pointing the finger at him saying, you're accountable for all this, but that instead we weren't going to be held accountable? Well, this turned everything right side up for Luther. And he began to see that the church, all the church was doing was just manipulating people. Right? They were trying to hold people accountable for sins that Jesus had already bled and died for. The church, of course, as you know, was just trying to make money off of people, just keep people under subjection. But God is never about those things. Okay? God has a totally different kind of accounting. God, in his accounting, counts up the sins of everyone of every time and places it on his Son, Jesus Christ. And in place of those sins, then he gives to you and I all the gifts of heaven, joy and peace and hope. So on this Reformation Day, always remember, God's math is very different than ours. Yes, we can count up and the law will count up all of our sins, and we can see that we are in big trouble. We have no defense. We are accountable for them. But then we see that God has taken all of that math and put it all on Jesus. And for you and I, the books are cleared. And we rejoice and give thanks for that today and find great comfort in it. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.